Here we go, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL. Time now for trivia.
Yes, even on this Freddie day, Kiger. Friday the 13th.
Round ball trivia. Basketball trivia.
It was all I could do to keep from breaking into Basketball Jones.
Basketball Jones. Basketball Jones. Yeah. Basketball Jones.
That's pretty bad.
It was bad on the single.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Chong.
It was bad when they did it, and it's bad when we did it.
I need a pick at the free throw of life.
The free throw line of life, I guess.
Yes, something like that. Anyway. Hey, UNC baseball traveling up to Pitt to start their second week of ACC series play. Mm-hmm. Of course, the Heels won the series against Duke last weekend.
Yeah.
2-1. Heels traveling up to Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Hope Mike Fox and the boys do well.
Yeah, me too.
And the ACC tournament continues, and we're asking another question about it.
All right. Jumped right into it there.
Are you ready?
Lay it on me.
All right. A Tar Heel leads or is in the top five of the following ACC tournament statistical categories that I'm about to give you.
Uh-huh.
Wins by a coach.
Right.
Career points.
Okay.
Career scoring average.
Right.
Career rebounds. And career assists.
Uh-huh.
Coach Smith leads the first category.
Right.
But today you'll win if you name the Tar Heel who leads the ACC tournament in either career scoring average.
This is just in the tournament.
Or career assist. Correct.
Okay. Okay.
If you can name the Tar Heel, he's not a top fiver. He leads that category in either career scoring average or career assists. And only in the ACC tournament, if you can name either one of those Tar Heels, you're going to win that $10 gift certificate to Cruisers.
All right. Hey, call right now, 919-929-WCHL, if you know the answer to the question. Thank you, Freddie.
Yep.
The more important your choice, the more important your knowledge. And to trust what you know, you should ask a trusted pro, like Jeff Kennedy at Kennedy Dental Group. He's a professional with experience and a reputation for knowledge and patient care worth its weight in gold. And you get some tips in small doses free on WCHL's series, The Professionals. The Professionals appear regularly, so when you hear us say, and now The Professionals, listen carefully to one of Chapel Burrow's fine professionals with tips you can use. The Professionals is an exclusive presentation of WCHL and ChapelBurrow.com.
Freddie Kiger asking another basketball question today, the week of the ACC tournament.
And yep.
You want to know the Tar Heel who leads the ACC tournament history with the best scoring average.
Best career scoring average or career assist.
Career assist.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Phil Ford and Ed Cota.
Well, that's a good guess. And you got one. You got one of the names correct.
I got Phil right.
Nope.
I got Ed Cota right.
Ed Cota.
Oh, okay.
Ed Cota won, mm-hmm. He leads the career assist. He had 68 over his four tournaments playing with North Carolina. And the man who leads from UNC for career scoring average. Got to go back to 1957.
Ah, Lenny Rosenbluth.
Lenny Rosenbluth leads that category.
Right.
He had a 32.7 career scoring average over the three tournaments that he played, 55, 56, and 57. That's remarkable.
I'll tell you what, you know, basketball has changed over the years, but if you don't think Lenny Rosenbluth had a great shooting touch, go back and look at some of those numbers.
Lee Smoke. I mean, 32.7 and the way the game was being played at that point, at that time. Yeah.
Not that many points being scored, basically.
Yeah, and now Coach Smith, as we mentioned, he has the most ACC tournament wins.
Mm-hmm.
Krzyzewski is getting close to that.
Right.
And then, if I remember correctly, J.J. Redick has the most career points and career rebounds. I'm going to have to go back and double check.
Yeah. Okay. Sam Perkins, I'm going to guess.
No, it wasn't a Tar Heel. Not a Tar Heel.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Freddie.
Right.
I appreciate that.
All right. See you on Monday, buddy.